Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was found guilty in his hush money case in New York Thursday. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
After deliberations spanning 2 days, a 12-member jury told the court it had found Donald Trump guilty on all of the 34 counts. After emerging from the courtroom, a somber Trump told reporters there will be an appeal because, in his words, this was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
November 5th is Election Day, when Trump and President Joe Biden are set to be on the ballot for a rematch of the 2020 election, which Trump lost. A Biden campaign statement says there is only one way to keep Trump as a convicted felon from returning to the Oval Office of the White House, and that is at the ballot box. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. officials say President Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms and strikes on Russian territory. We get the latest from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and British military said they launched strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen Thursday as part of efforts to deter the militant group from further disrupting shipping in the Red Sea, with Houthi media reporting at least two people killed. The Houthis, who controlled Yemen's capital and most populous areas, have attacked international shipping in the Red Sea since November in solidarity with the Palestinians in the war between Israel and Hamas militants, drawing U.S. and British retaliatory strikes since February. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the Hyundai and two other firms in the state of Alabama have been accused of child labor violations.
The Labor Department wants a federal judge to prevent Hyundai and two other Alabama companies from what their government contends is illegal employment of children. The complaint follows an investigation by the department's wage and hour division that found a 13-year-old worked between 50 and 60 hours a week, operating machines on an assembly line that forms sheet metal into auto body parts. The defendants include Hyundai Labor Manufacturing Alabama LLC, Smart Alabama LLC, and Best Practice Service LLC. The lawsuit said it seeks to end the use of child labor and required that the companies give up profits linked to the alleged practice. I'm Norman Hall.
The residents of Gorumara Island are fighting to save their homes from disappearing into the sea in the face of rising sea levels and increasingly fierce storms, putting climate change front and center for India's politicians trying to win their vote. Reuters correspondent Olivia Salino reports.
Just 90 miles south of Kolkata, media has dubbed Gorumara the sinking island. It has lost nearly half of its area to soil erosion in the last two decades, and could completely disappear within a few decades if a solution is not found. Its 3,700 registered voters will be heading to the polls on Sunday, the final day of voting in India's massive general election. Some political candidates, including from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, have visited the island recently. The TMC-run state government recently announced a project to strengthen the island's embankments. However, many villagers remain skeptical that political promises will turn into action.
Uganda has rolled out a nationwide yellow fever vaccination campaign to fight the mosquito-borne disease that has long posed a threat in the country. In sports, the NBA Finals is set. The Dallas Mavericks will take on the Boston Celtics. The Mavericks advance to the finals after defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-103 Thursday evening. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.